The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Brian E. Lau, creator of Staunch Ambition, and you are listening to the PBD Cast by John Orwater. Orlando? Yes, John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your host and part-time PC technician, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 169.5. That's right, it's going to be a half episode because, well, as I documented on my social media accounts, the PC has been giving me a lot of problems over these last 2 weeks. The history of this problem dates back to the middle of August, and let me just kind of explain a little bit. I don't keep all of my podcasting files on my PC. I mean, I keep a few of them, but basically as I get about 10 episodes on my hard drive of my PC, I offload them onto a portable hard drive. And by the middle of August, I went to unload a few of those podcast episodes from my PC to the hard drive, and much to my horror, I could not access that hard drive. And I was really freaking out because every single episode that I've ever done of this podcast is on that hard drive. And I was really freaking out because basically, you know, it wouldn't open. And I'm like, oh my God, oh gosh, what am I going to do? And, you know, I tried to do a few other things. I looked up online and talked to some other folks, and you know, I kept trying to get that hard drive to open. But what ended up happening was I noticed that towards the beginning of September, I have a small little flash drive that I had inserted into the PC to download a few Word documents on. And lo and behold, I couldn't access that drive either. And so I actually have a third portable hard drive for all my personal stuff. And I pulled that out and I hooked it up and the PC would not let me access that. So then I breathed a sigh of relief that it wasn't just the PVDcast hard drive that had all the files on it. That was pretty much any auxiliary hard drive that I was trying to hook up to the PC just wouldn't read. It wouldn't let me open it. And so I continued to try to tinker with it myself and just couldn't find any answers, couldn't seem to fix it. And quite honestly, too, I knew there were some things happening. You know, like for an example, the trip to Monroe Comic Con that I was like, well, I'll deal with this later. So finally, I decided to take the PC into the shop. And apparently it's fixed, but I do have to bitch a little bit about the customer service of the shop where I took the PC. Now, I'm not going to name the shop because they fixed the problem, but I feel like the customer service was a little bit lacking. You see, because I dropped it off on a Sunday and they said, well, look, we'll have a technician look at it. We'll call you either Tuesday or Wednesday with what we find. Well, folks, when you say you're going to call me, I expect you to call me. And so here came Wednesday evening of last week. I hadn't heard anything, so I called. Hey, what have you found out? Well, they're not sure. They haven't, you know, taken a look at every single thing, yada, yada, yada. We'll definitely have it ready to go and give you a diagnosis on Thursday. We'll call you. Well, lo and behold, folks, guess what? Thursday night rolls around. I still haven't heard anything, so I had to call again. I was like, hey, look, what's the deal? And the shop told me, well, we think we fixed it, but we need you to stop over because there's an encryption key that you have. We don't have access to it, which right there, I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm not that technologically savvy to put an encryption key on my HP ProBook. Apparently, that came preloaded. So I had to go find it, you know, online and write it down. And then so Friday, I took it over and we put in that encryption key. And lo and behold, the PC still was not working correctly. It still would not read any of the portable hard drive. So the technician at that time said, look, we're going to have to just re-image the machine. We're going to wipe everything clean. Well, it is what it is. All right, that's what we're going to do, even though that kind of sucks because now I have to reload all kinds of software for this podcast and for other applications on. But whatever, man, if it's going to fix it, it's going to fix it. The technician tells me, you'll hear from us tonight or tomorrow. So that would have been Saturday, folks. So Saturday rolls around, I don't hear anything, and guess what? That's right, ladies and gents. That's right. I had to call again and say, hey, what's the deal? And then I'm told, oh, your technician's not in on Saturday or Sunday. Well, that would have been really nice to know on Friday afternoon when I stopped by the shop to try to see if this encryption code would unlock things so that we could find out if you fixed it or not. So finally on Monday, I got the PC back. And I'm just, look, I understand that the PC is still under warranty, so this was kind of quote-unquote a freebie. But that doesn't mean that I should get second-rate customer service. And this shop has always done a great job when I've had other problems with my other HP ProBook. Never had a problem. So I just don't understand. Maybe I caught them at a bad time. I don't know. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I want them to prove to me that it was just a fluke, that this doesn't happen all the time. But on Tuesday, when I open up the laptop to start reloading some things, I see that my wallpaper is still the same wallpaper that was there before they wiped the system clean and supposedly fixed the problem. That's right, the PVDcast logo is staring me in the face. So I called on Wednesday and said, hey, should this be happening? Because in my mind, when you wipe everything clean, everything's gone. The tech says to me, no, that shouldn't have happened. And then says, maybe the re-imaging didn't take full effect. And now I'm a little bit upset. I'm hoping that everything seems to be working. And I told the tech, I'm like, look, we're just going to say maybe that's a fluke thing. We're hoping that everything works here with this laptop. And we're just going to claim that that is some type of weird coinkydink that happened. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to say, please keep your fingers crossed for me that nothing else goes wrong with this HP ProBook, because I'm going to have to look for a new shop, number one. And number two, I don't know what I'm going to do, man. It's disrupting the rhythm of me providing you with entertaining and fun podcasts. And that's what I like to do with the PVDcast. So fingers crossed, no more PC problems, no more. All right, well, let's talk about a few topics I was going to talk about last week because I was actually planning on dropping this episode last week, where I was just going to do a half episode, a mini episode, if you will, and just talk about a couple of things that are going on with yours truly. So let me talk a little bit about some of those things. First thing I wanted to really talk about, and I kind of tweeted this out, were my thoughts on the new NHL season. As many avid listeners will tell you, I'm a huge puckhead. I'm a huge fan of hockey. I love it. The NHL season kicked off last Wednesday, October 3rd, and I had some predictions, and I'm not going to go through them all because by now we're a week into the season, and I think it would just kind of be lame to talk about some of these topics. I will just give you who I think are going to end up in the Stanley Cup Finals right now. And even though I jotted down these predictions last week, I'm sticking to them, even though some things have changed. But I think the Pittsburgh Penguins, I think the Vegas Golden Knights end up in the finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs next spring. I just think that those two teams are skilled enough and well-tooled enough to make it to the finals. I know as you're listening to this podcast, you're probably saying, well, man, Vegas isn't even, you know, in the top of the Pacific Division. The Pens are struggling a little bit because Matt Murray is injured. And yes, you're right. But again, I'm going with the predictions that I wrote down from last week. That's right. I'm a man of my word. I said the Pens and the Knights in the finals, so I'm sticking to it. I'm not going to be like some of these commentators and some of these sports experts that waffle or they flip-flop. Nope. I said the Pens and the Knights. That's what I wrote down. That's what I was going to talk about. That's what I was going to state on this podcast last week, and I'm sticking to it. So we'll see. It's a long season. We'll see what happens. There's always some surprises come it's playoff time. And I would like to throw it out there real quick, too. I'm still looking for a quote-unquote hockey expert to come and join me on the PVDcast to talk about hockey-related topics. I've been trying to find one for the last several years. I can't seem to find somebody. You know, not that Larry Fisher several years ago didn't help me out, but his schedule and my schedule just didn't jive. And so I'm looking for somebody. So again, if you're somebody that's listening to this podcast, you're like, I love hockey. I love to objectively talk about it. I'm passionate about it, man. Hit me up. And I'll tell you how you can do that here at the end of this mini episode, where you can get in touch with me. I mean, I really need a hockey expert. So if you're willing, let me know. But all right, last night I ventured to the theater to see the newest Marvel movie, Venom. And look, I want to throw it out there. I know it's getting bashed a lot in various different internet blogs and whatnot. I didn't think it was terrible. I gave it a C. I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was awful. I think that Tom Hardy does a very good job of being Eddie Brock. I thought that he brought a unique twist to the character. I just think that this character is very tricky because, you know, and I'll preface this before I start. I'll preface this by saying I haven't read Venom in a while. The last time I read it was when he had a kind of a short run of a mini series or a limited series back in the mid-90s. And I know that he's had his own book here and there throughout his history with Marvel. In fact, right now, I don't even know if there is. I think there is a book right now. But nonetheless, you know, I think it's tough to take a character that is a villain or seen as a tweener, to use a wrestling term, and make them heroic and make the fans and the people in the theater care about that character. I think it's a challenge. I think it's a tough challenge. It's really hard to do. I didn't think it was, like I said, I didn't think it was terrible. I feel like they didn't have a strong enough villain. I don't know with what it is with me. I just need a really strong villain. I felt that the villain that they had on there, the Drake character, that's the character's name, Carlton Drake. Drake's not the rapper. He's not in the movie. After I said that, I realized you better clarify. Drake the rapper is not in the movie. It's Carlton Drake is the character that I was referring to. I felt like he was weak. I did. I just felt like he really was not intimidating. He was not. I didn't feel he was threatening. I thought he was very wishy-washy. I didn't dig him. I felt Michelle Williams' character was kind of wishy-washy too, and they could have used any actress in that role. Michelle Williams really didn't bring anything to that particular role. I just also didn't really dig, and I don't want to spoil anything for y'all, but there's a bunch of fights towards the end of the movie that just, to me, got very confusing. Kind of like the Transformers, where you don't know who is who, and I hope that maybe by describing it that way that it doesn't ruin the movie for anybody that hasn't seen it yet, but it was really hard to determine who was one character and who was another character because of the way it was filmed. You know, overall, it was okay. You know, like I said, a C is a C. It's middle of the road, so. All right, with that being said, one other thing I'd like to talk about here real quick is, of course, this weekend, October 13th, the Dustin Batdorf Invitational is happening. And I was, again, going to talk about this last week. The DBI 7 is happening. It's happening up in Canton at the Babe. I believe it's called the J. Babe Stern Community Center. And 6 o'clock is the start time. I'm going to be back up there doing what I do best, being the ring announcer for the event. And, you know, as I've mentioned many times before on this podcast, I thoroughly enjoyed the DBI. For me to be able to use my talents for a greater good, because this event helps to get money and get resources available to those folks who are struggling with addiction. And as we know in the state of Ohio, the opioid addiction crisis is just massive, and it's touching all types of people. It doesn't matter if you're white or if you're black or if you're rich or if you're poor, if you come from Columbus or Cleveland, it doesn't matter. It knows no boundaries. It knows no level of society. This epidemic is destroying lives here in Ohio, and the opportunity for me to go up to Canton and to give my talents for an event that's raising money, raising awareness, raising resources for those folks battling this horrible, horrible epidemic. To me, it makes me very, very pleased, honored, privileged, and proud to be part of it. So if you get the opportunity, you want to come on out and check it out this Saturday night, October 13th, please do. Simply just go to Facebook and search for Dustin Batdorf Invitational, and it'll pop right up there. And please come on out. If you get the chance, come on out. If you're anywhere near Canton, Ohio, or you're an hour or two away, make the drive. Come on up. You're going to see some great wrestling action. You know, I'm not going to run down the card because I, again, want to kind of keep this mini episode short. All the information, again, is right there on the Facebook page. Just, again, search for Dustin Batdorf, B-A-T-D-O-R-F-F Invitational, and you'll get all the information that you need. All right, well, I have a few great podcast episodes lined up in the next couple of weeks, so hopefully this is a nice little bridge, getting back on track, as I called this episode, getting back on track. We will have some great conversations with some great folks coming up, but at this time, I wanted to just let you know that today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, tablet, or whatever you use to listen to great books. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the chance to check out their service. I'm sure they have some books on computer repair. And boy, oh boy, I could have used some of those. But I digress. If you are interested in checking out Audible and you want to download your free audiobook today, just go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast for your free audiobook. And I'm going to throw it out there. I'd like to have some more sponsors. So if you are listening and you are a small business owner here in Ohio or elsewhere, and you want to maybe advertise a little bit because, you know, I know from Libsyn that, you know, 150 people are listening weekly, and that's a great thing. I wish it was more, but I'll be happy to take that number. But if you're interested, you know, hit me up. Let me know. Hey, we can talk about it. We'll try to work something out for each other that will benefit each one of us. So with that being said, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. If you are a small business person and you would like to advertise with the PVDcast, or if you're somebody that's like, man, I love hockey. I'm a hockey guru. I want to be on the PVDcast. Well, here's how you can get in touch with me. You can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter @PVDMVP. You can even leave me a message over on the Facebook page of the PVDcast, and that's facebook.com/PVDcast. And as you probably already know, but you know, you might want to tell a friend or a coworker, or hell, even maybe an enemy, where you can get this podcast. You can get it at a variety of different places, such as PVDcast.com, the official online home of yours truly. It's available through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Pod Paradise, SoundCloud, the Echo Network, just wherever you find your podcast, just go ahead and type in PVDcast, or sometimes PVDcast John Orlando, and you will find it. And don't forget to rate, to subscribe, to review the podcast, to help out the algorithm. That's an easy word for me to say, isn't it? Algorithm. And I would greatly appreciate it. So with that, we're getting up to about almost 17 minutes here, so I'm going to close up shop. Thank you for listening. It feels good to be back on track. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I will chat on each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent.